You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is now here from Agrible to discuss the weather forecast. Usually we start with the growing regions, but we probably should start with a snowstorm that's making its way across the Corn Belt or just about to develop. This is a big one for the weekend. What can you tell me?
Well, you know what? I was just in Aberdeen, and I went through parts of Minnesota, Iowa, and northern half of Illinois. And I'll tell you something. There's no snow on the ground in those areas. So this is that's kind of unusual for this time of year. Not too unusual, but they're going to be getting dumped on. We've got this great little low pressure system that's going to come right out of the Rocky Mountains, go straight over toward kind of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois area. And on the northern side of that, there's going to be what we call a deformation zone. This is a kind of a fun little meteorological term, but we're going to have this tight temperature gradient that's going to stretch from North Dakota through Minnesota, through northeastern Iowa, through Illinois and Indiana. And right along that front, there's going to be a band in there of 6+ inches of very wet snow, very heavy snow. And it's going to be really tricky to forecast. I'll tell you, I've been working closely with Andrew Pritchard, who also works with me at Agrible. And I'll tell you, to be able to pinpoint that heavy snow band, it is going to be one of those things where we're only going to be able to nail it down about 6 hours in advance. And it could be something where the southern half of the county of Champaign maybe gets nothing, just 34 degrees in rain, and the northern half, I'm not kidding you, could get 6 inches of snow. So it's going to be one of those real tight bands we're going to have to keep a very close eye on. So it's a lot of fun to forecast, but it's also quite challenging. But yeah, that's going to be the big weekend story, and that gets going late tonight, and it lasts through tomorrow morning. So we're going to have to watch this one carefully, but it's going to be bringing some moisture to some locations that actually kind of need a little bit of moisture right now. So, yeah, that'll be the tricky one. Real big travel problems this time of year.
Speaking of moisture, Arkansas, places in the Delta region have been getting an awful lot of it. Are they going to get more?
Oh, a lot more. We've got system after system lined up for the next 10 days that is absolutely going to hammer eastern Texas, eastern Oklahoma, straight through Arkansas, Mississippi. Tennessee is going to get hammered, and so is Kentucky. And why this matters, you know, to ag is this is the part of the country that is trying to get those planters rolling, get everything in the fields, and they're just getting drowned out. I mean, some of the model projections on precipitation have an additional 6 to 9 inches of rain, not snow, 6 to 9 inches of rain through the next 10 days. But here's what's interesting. You know, a couple of days ago, we had 4 model runs in a row coming from the U.S. model, the GFS, that wanted to bring about next Thursday, so about 7 days from now, wanted to bring a system through parts of the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas. And I was talking about saying, okay, we're not confident just yet in this, but we need to keep watching. Well, the last 6 model runs have all put a big giant donut hole right over that same area. So the drought that's right now in Texas and Oklahoma, parts of Kansas, where, you know, we're really starting to watch winter wheat, you know, it's starting, going toward, you know, this is an important time. Well, we've got issues right there right now with just things being, just way too dry. And the longer range forecasts just keep it dry, at least for the next 10 days. So you're right. To our south, we have a completely split up pattern where it's really, really wet, really, really dry.
Delta then too wet to plant. The hard red winter wheat in the southwest suffering when will continue. It looks like it's going to be cold in parts of the Midwest, and I assume maybe the spring wheat growing regions too?
Yeah, you know, I was, like I said, I was in Aberdeen. I was talking to some bankers from Fargo, and they are this year actually planning. They're already hearing a lot of word and seeing a lot of signs that they're actually planning on having a bigger, number of prevent plant acres this year. So this is going to be an issue in the northern growing region. So really think here, northern South Dakota and North Dakota. Basically, the colder March through May is in that area, historically, the bigger the prevent plant acres. And we care about this because the rate at which we have seen an increase in planted acres of corn and soybeans in the Dakotas is practically exponential since 2000. And so we have got to keep a close eye on them because that would be, you know, I hate to say it, but it'd be good for the rest of the Corn Belt if they don't get a crop in, because that's a pretty significant reduction in acreage. And unfortunately, that cold pattern at least hangs on through the next 10 days. We will get a brief warm up midweek this upcoming week around, around Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But the cold air is loaded into the northwest, and it is just keeping this northwest flow just keeps us cool. They also just released the long range model from the European model. It gets us out the next 32 days. And because of the really cold pattern we try to settle into for the next 10 to 15, it dominates the long term forecast, making April look cooler than average. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. We're itching to get in fields around here. I saw some planters already rolling. It's kind of crazy, but this is not a good forecast for warming up those soil temps.
I'm told in South America, the rainfall last weekend in Argentina didn't do a lot of good. Do they still have rainfall in their forecast for this week?
You know, that's interesting. So they had three rainfall events that went through, but it was one of those things where when you stopped and actually looked at the amounts, Cordoba and Buenos Aires, you know, it was widespread, scattered stuff. It wasn't the nice soaking rain that they would desperately need for, you know, for their crop. And so what's happening here is that at this point, the earliest planted corn and soybeans in that area, they're kind of past the point of no return. The later planted stuff, they have a really long planting window in Argentina. The later planted stuff could benefit from any precip coming, but here's a long range forecast next 10 days. Keeps Cordoba, Buenos Aires provinces, both of them dry. Keeps parts of Uruguay, northern Argentina, southern Brazil very, very wet. In fact, the forecast for Mato Grosso up in Brazil is wet over the next 10 days as well. So that's going to be significant to watch because we're still trying to finish up harvest of the first crop soybeans and also trying to get the safrinha crop down. So a little bit of weather problems, but nothing that's really going to be substantially different from what we've been talking about for the last few months.
For the marketplace, we like to call it risk premium. Hey, thanks right. So much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Yep, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.